Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So a crisis over medical practice, the rights of the disabled, and the power of one man to control the patients under the care of the facility he founded. It's all at stake this week in a courtroom in a story you may not have heard of. After years of battling critics, aggrieved parents, and prosecutors investigating his controversial techniques for treating disturbed young people, Matthew Israel, who founded and runs the Judge Rottenberg Educational Center in Dedham, Massachusetts, was indicted on charges of destroying evidence. He has agreed to step down as director of the facility he founded 40 years ago. It's a possible plea deal, and this has been years in the making. Joining us this morning is Patricia Wen, reporter for the Boston Globe, who's been covering the center for the past 5 years. She was in the courtroom yesterday. How dramatic was it? And describe the precise charge that's been leveled against Matthew Israel now formally.
Well, the courtroom scene, just so you know, it was Matthew Israel was stoic on the stand. You know, when he spoke, he just simply said not guilty to the charges. The charges were essentially obstructing justice, that he destroyed some tapes that related to an incident in 2007 when a prank phone call came into the center and staffers improperly issued electrical shocks on two teenagers there.
And these were forms of punishment, forms of therapy. I mean, this was used frequently at this facility. It is really the nature of the controversy that surrounded Matthew Israel throughout his tenure.
Exactly. Well, what's controversial about this school, and it is the only school in the nation that does it in this way, about half the students there, there's about 200 total, wear these sort of these patches kind of on their skin, and staffers can remotely issue these sort of two-second skin shocks on children and teenagers when they do some sort of misbehavior, and that is the form of discipline and behavioral control used there.
How has this case attracted the attention of disability rights advocates? Because some fraction of the population are actually mentally ill, autistic, developmentally disabled, depending on the terminology?
Right. I mean, there's definitely many major, major disability groups that describe these treatments as barbaric, cruel. It's like some kind of, you know, high-tech slash medieval torture chamber. There is a federal investigation currently going on, too, to look at the practices there. I will say that even in Massachusetts, when there's been efforts to potentially close down the place, there have been some problems there. They've done investigations. What has often swayed lawmakers away from shutting the place down is that you get these parents of these young people, and they come in, they'll describe their children who may have, I mean, on one extreme, like, you know, people who want to, you know, blind themselves and self-injurious behavior that no other school could control. The parents couldn't have these kids at home and control them. And they say that the Rottenberg School is the only school that would accept them. And they describe how they also say that they don't use psychotropic medications generally,
right.
And they like that.
Oh, well, here there's also parents on the other side who are shocked and outraged by the use of the treatments that you do describe here. Here's Ava George, a parent who testified on a legislative hearing on a proposed ban that wasn't passed, dealing specifically with the strategies used at the Rottenberg Center.
I'm proud to say my son was in diapers. My son is no longer in diapers. My son is no longer in any medication. I think that the people that oppose it, I don't think they have tried it. I don't think they sit in our shoe as parents. These are things they read. They have not been through what we went through.
Now, how does someone get political cover from a parent like that who may have a positive story to tell, but it has no real clinical standing?
Well, I think what's interesting there is that there are some students that have parents like that, and it's clear that these children fall in a category that, you know, maybe, you know, most parents have no clue how difficult it is to raise that child. I will say that there is a fair amount of students there, too, and I have visited the center, that more fall into the category of, let's say, your sort of juvenile teenage offender who, you know, is just that kid in school that no one can control, and that, you know, one can look at them, they probably have diagnosis of ADHD, conduct disorder, and you know, too, that it's upbringing and environment and complex psychological, social factors that contribute to their behaviors. I think those cases, and there are many of those, too, I mean, they fall under special education, but it's not like they come there with some kind of major self-injurious behavior.
Right.
That people say, whoa, you know, you do this kind of primitive shocking, whatever. Is that really the long-term remedy? So you really have in this school, I think, just this wide constellation of different types of kids, too.
Okay, Patricia Wen, reporter for the Boston Globe. Minute to go here. Describe the character and sort of charisma of Matthew Israel. And are disabled advocates likely to get any sort of legislative ban that they've been asking for such a long time?
Well, you know, he obviously is charismatic, I think, within his staff, and he obviously has had the school for 40 years. Meeting him, he's a rather soft-spoken person, actually. You know, it's hard to tell in that respect, you know, how other people view him. But you know, I think that Massachusetts, there continues to be efforts to try to change this aversive therapy, as they call it. I don't know. Massachusetts officials haven't closed it down in 40 years. I don't know whether things will change.
Finally, you allude to a possible plea deal here. Do you think Matthew Israel attempting to or agreeing to step down also means that the charges will be dropped?
I think that, yes, he has a 5-year probation, and if everything goes fine in 5 years, they will not prosecute and essentially, I think, dismiss the case.
Matthew Israel and the Judge Rottenberg Educational Center story in Dedham, Massachusetts. Patricia Wen, reporter for the Boston Globe. Thanks so much.
Thank you.